back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk a little more about the Deficit Reduction Act that Manchin and Schumer just agreed to, orchestrated by Joe Biden, a tremendous success. Tough infrastructure is going to be passed. Let me give you a few other statistics. Because of the expansion of IRS enforcement and agents and the elimination of these loopholes, I talked about one. The worst one, the carried interest one, I do not know if that's in it or not, but there are many others like it. This is going to raise, i.e. save, the taxpayer, because it's going to raise in taxes about $739 billion over 10 years. It's more than $70 billion a year. It's going to raise about $124 billion through increased IRS enforcement. That's roughly $900 billion, almost a trillion, of taxes that people are fraudulently avoiding. And that is great, and that was of great interest, obviously, to Manchin. Two things that linger with me. What's happening to cinema here? Cinema is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They are not going to like the idea that somehow Medicare is going to negotiate prescription drug prices. I assume that Schumer and I assume that Manchin have talked to her. But there's one other thing she's really not going to like, because this also, believe it or not, imposes a 15% corporate minimum tax. That is something that the Democrats, and I think is a good idea, have been pushing for a long time. When you have lobbyists, down there in Congress working to make sure their corporate clients pay no taxes, and the biggest companies in the country pay zero. They pay zero. Now, you don't want to impede their profitability. They hire a lot of people. We live in an enlightened capitalist economy. What do I mean by that? We have a safety net, Social Security and Medicare and unemployment comp and laws against child labor and worker comp. And that's what I mean by enlightened capitalism. We're not a socialist country, and I don't want us ever to be a socialist country. But at the same time, there's a lot of tax cheats around. And there are two kinds. One is flat-out fraud, and this IRS enforcement will get to that. But the other one isn't necessarily fraud in an intentional sense. It's making the best use of deductions and other things in the tax code that don't make any sense. I remember at one time we had a minimum corporate tax and also actually a minimum personal income tax. And so you could take charitable deductions, you could take this, you could take that. And if at the end of the day you only owed a little bit in taxes, whatever your income was, you still had to pay more because it was the minimum. And I think that's a fair way to put it. Remember that we were trying to get agreement worldwide to a 15% corporate minimum tax in all countries so that we were not disabled. Manchin opposed that. Well, now that he's approving the United States, I assume he'll approve it internationally. And what does that do? 100 countries had already signed on. This is a very, very favorable development. Cinema has said in the past she wouldn't accept that. I have a feeling somebody got to her and said, look, lady, knock it off. You're a Democrat. Yeah, but if you lose your Democratic base in Arizona, the way I think Manchin realized he loses Democratic base in West Virginia, there aren't enough middle ground Republicans to come over to you to even give you a ghost of a chance. I have a feeling that this is going to go through. Now, it's going to go through in budget reconciliation. Remember, there's an exception to the filibuster. If it's financially related, it only needs 51 votes, and we have 50 Democrats, plus we have Kamala Harris. Moscow Mitch, that wicked little toad from Kentucky, got outfoxed here. What do I mean by that? He got outfoxed because they had said they would not vote for the Chip Production Act if this thing went through, and it looked like they blocked it because of Manchin, so they voted for the Chip Production Act, which would give hundreds of billions of dollars to enhance production of computer chips in this country to compete with the Chinese. for research. The National Science Foundation would be funded. It's all good. Passed with a lot of Republican votes, including Moscow Mitch. The sly old poker player Schumer, 2 hours later, after having sent to Biden to be signed, unveiled that he had reached a deal with Manchin, and they were also going to do soft infrastructure. Moscow Mitch went nuts. Moscow Mitch is fighting for his life because Trump is against him. So he's fighting to look like a normal Republican, which is give business anything they want. And, oh, this is a fraud. I've been snookered. I've been hoodwinked and blah, 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 blah. But he was snookered and hoodwinked. And credit this to Biden, who is foxier than Moscow Mitch. Now, the Republicans, you're going to hear this. Republican talking points are coming out. Well, this is just to try to give Biden a win, blah, blah, blah. Well, baloney. Manchin said, you know, there's some things I won't go with. He would not go with the child care enhancer. And he would not go with, for instance, certain caregiver compensation. Okay. Well, family leave. All right. Well, we're going to have to look at that another day. But to get climate change, investment in clean energy, lower drug prices, cutting the deficit through greater enforcement and elimination of these loopholes, and extending the Affordable Care Act, the expanded payments, that is huge. That is huge. And the Republicans, I think, are going to be stupid about it. And I think that Ron Johnson, they're going to say, well, this is socialism. It's not capitalism. Hey, look. They said that about Social Security in 1935. They said it was socialism. They said it about Medicare in the 1960s and Medicaid. They said it, originally they said about worker compensation and minimum wage. And a Republican U.S. Supreme Court in the 30s said that was unconstitutional until there was such a surge of public sentiment for it that they chickened out. The Republicans will always say that something is socialist if their donors don't like it because it interferes with the amount of money they can get from the public trough. And that's just a plain statement of fact. So congratulations, Joe Biden. Congratulations, Schumer. And congratulations, Joe Manchin. Maybe I was wrong about you, Joe. You did this elaborate striptease. I hope this is not another striptease where he has Manchin in his cinnamon in his pocket. Who's going to stick a knife in it? I don't think she has the guts to do it if Manchin went along with it. And Biden is laying the boom down on these people. They're not going to get reelected with their own base if they continue to screw around. So this is great. There's a great fight going on in the Republican Party in Wisconsin, which you may be overlooking. And that's between the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and Tim Michaels, the businessman, never held an elected office, who was trying to muscle his way into the nomination by spending a lot of money. Trump came out for Michaels, and Trump is going to appear at the Wisconsin, at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, August 5th, to endorse him. So Pence just came out yesterday and endorsed Clayfish, Pence and the Duchess. What it is Michaels is endorsed by the assassin. Pence, the subject of the assassination, is the one who endorsed the Duchess. Why do I say assassin? Because Trump said to them, to that crowd, knowing they were armed, they're not here to harm me, go up to the Capitol. And if Mike Pence does the right thing, great. And if he doesn't, oh, well, then the afternoon he texts out, he didn't have the courage to do the right thing. And immediately the rabble started to shout, coward, coward, hang Mike Pence. There was a gallows there. That was an incitement to assassination of his own vice president. Can you imagine? I mean, think about this. Dwight Eisenhower calling for the assassination and hanging of Richard Nixon, his vice president. Or Ronald Reagan assassinating George H.W. Bush. Or Jimmy Carter assassinating Walter Mondale. This is incomprehensible in American history. But that's what you have. You have an assassin and the attempted assassin and the subject of the assassination endorsing different people. My guess is that the Duchess comes out on the short end of the stick. Pence right now is at about 2% in the Republican polls. people don't like him because Trump wanted him killed. I mean, that's kind of a blunt way to put it, but that's exactly the case. So if I'm the Duchess, she's scrambling to take the endorsement of a guy that low on the polls. Cruz endorsed her because anybody who wants to run against Trump in 2024 has to start endorsing different people to make it look like they're independent of Trump. It's a very lame way to be independent of Trump. If Pence got up in his hind legs and went, it was wrong of Trump to try to kill me, that's pretty basic. The guy said, kill Matt Flynn, I'd say, that's wrong. Very basic thing to say. Pence isn't capable of saying that. So in a very weird, passive-aggressive way, he endorses the Duchess. But the Duchess isn't going anywhere. And Michaels, I at first thought, you know, he was endorsed by Tommy Thompson. I thought this guy may be kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing and will really do the right thing like Thompson did. Thompson was a very good governor. But I'm beginning to think that he basically has no set of ideas or principles whatsoever except staying in power himself. It's a vanity thing. It's a vanity thing. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Off to my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them get...